Good morning. How are you all?
Okay.
Y'all need some coffee. Come on. Got an espresso machine over here. Now, come on up. Come on with me, you sleepy kids. So last week you weren't much around. So what is this thing? It's a wreath. It's a particular kind of wreath. It's an Advent wreath.
Yeah.
Yes, it's real.
Yeah, I'm afraid this stuff isn't real.
Couple weeks from now, you'll know this is real because I'll be worried about fire danger. So candles, believe it or not, these candles each have a name. Today's candle is
something.
Peace. Okay, peace. So I have a question. You're all a little bit old for Santa Claus, but back in the day when your parents and made you go see Santa Claus, and you sat in Santa Claus' lap, or even worse, when you went to your parents and they said to you, "So, what would you like for Christmas this year?" How many of you ever said, "Santa Claus," or "Mom, I'd like to have peace for Christmas"? Ever say that? One honest man. Peace. How come we never ask for... Trust me, your parents have been asking for peace for Christmas for years. But you never asked for peace? And yet, in the lesson that we have in the Old Testament today, God's people who have had no peace for a long time get promised peace in God. It's the gift that God gives to God's people, that they would have peace. And so we light the candle today to remember God's promise of peace. Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for the peace that you bring us even in the midst of terrible and awful times. And we pray, God, that you will always be with us each and every day. And everybody said, amen. Thank you all. And thank you for being such good sports.